thank you, Patricia, for inviting me to this session and for the glowing introduction. So I'm going to be building on what Sharon and Patricia have presented, and I'm also going to be adding Taiwan to the China and Korea analysis. I have no disclosures. So as we know, the data linking alcohol consumption with entry morbidity have come largely from emergency department studies. And these studies have found very different associations. They've all found associations of alcohol and injury, but the difference lies in the magnitude of the associations. And even within very small geographic areas, depending on the emergency department where our data are collected, that one can find very large differences in that association. We have done a couple of analyses where we've combined a number of countries, and in one study that combined 12 countries, we found a relative risk of 5.7 for drinking prior to the injury event. Another analysis of 10 countries in the Americas found a relative risk of 5%. We've also done analysis of dose-response relationships, and we find very definite dose-response relationships between the number of drinks consumed in the 6 hours prior to the injury and the risk of injury. So prior ED studies have found that while the amount of drinking on an occasion is an important risk factor, and I think Patricia showed this in some of her data, the usual pattern of drinking is also important, and certainly heavy episodic drinking has been found to be more strongly associated with alcohol-related injury than volume. So we were interested here in examining the risk of injury associated with drinking within the 6 hours prior to injury, just as Sharon and Patricia reported, across these three Asian countries. And then we also wanted to examine the association of alcohol-related injury with individual-level volume and pattern. So we had 11 ED sites across these three countries. This is part of the NIAAA collaborative study on alcohol and injury that Patricia mentioned. We had probability samples of patients who were all over 18 years of age. We had an 80% completion rate across all studies with 5,527 injured patients in these analyses. We used a 25-minute interviewer-administered questionnaire, and the two outcome variables that we're looking at is the positive BAC at the time of ED admission and any drinking within 6 hours prior to the injury event. We analyzed risk of injury using what's called the case crossover analysis, where we compare a person's reporting drinking prior to the injury event with their reporting drinking during the same 6 hour period the previous week, during which time we assumed an injury did not occur. The individual level drinking measures are based on the last 12 months. We look at overall volume of consumption. We estimate this in standard drinks, each of which we consider to have 16 milliliters of ethanol. And then the usual drinking pattern we looked at on a weekly basis, the frequency of drinking weekly, and then the frequency of five or more drinks on occasion weekly. So this shows you the drinking demographic characteristics across the sites, and as you can see, there are some differences across sites. In China, you can see that overall in China, we have 65% who are male compared to 61% in Korea and 57% in Taiwan. That's pretty similar, but when you begin looking at age, you notice that in Korea, we have a older population. This is the proportion who are 30 or under. So we have an older population in Korea, and we also have a larger proportion of current drinkers in Korea than either in China or in Taiwan. Okay. Okay, here you look at the odds ratios for injury associated with drinking prior to the event, and you can see some heterogeneity, as I mentioned, that we have found in our studies. So, for example, here in China, you can see that Chengdu has a very high odds ratio, 30.5, compared to the other sites. And in Korea, we have Suwon, which also has a very high, relatively speaking, odds ratio compared to the other sites in Korea. The Taiwan sites were more similar, and when we look at all sites combined across the three countries, you can see that in Korea, we have a higher odds for injury from drinking prior to the event than we do in either China or in Taiwan. So what I'm showing you now is there are three models of odds ratios predicting self-reported drinking within the six-hour period. The first model just has gender, and you can see, not surprisingly, that being male is predictive of drinking prior to the injury. You can also see that Korea has a higher odds than China does for drinking prior to injury, whereas Taiwan has a lower odds than China, being the reference group. In the model two here, we add drinking pattern. And here you can see that the heavy drinkers, frequent heavy drinking, is highly predictive of an alcohol-related injury. And we still see that Korea has a greater odds of injury from drinking than those in China. In this third model, when we add volume during the last year, you can see that the heavy drinkers are still more likely to have an alcohol-related injury, and volume also is predictive, but Korea has lost its significance in relation to China. So what may be happening here is that it may not be the drinking pattern per se, but it may have to do with the volume. And once we control for volume, then Korea is no longer has a greater likelihood than China of alcohol-related injury. And the next slide is the very same data for the estimated BAC. Here you can see site differences in terms of a greater likelihood are gone. Taiwan seems to be less likely, again, to have an alcohol-related injury based on BAC prior to the event. And again, you can see that actually all of the heavy drinking variables are predictive of the odds of alcohol-related injury, given a BAC estimate. And then in Model 3, where we add volume, we see that not only any heavy drinking is predictive, but the volume of drinking is also predictive of positive BAC. So then in summary, the relative risk of injury from drinking prior to the event ranged from 3.2 in China to 8.3 in Korea, with a couple of notable exceptions, as I mentioned. Across all countries combined, frequent heavy drinking followed by infrequent heavy drinking were both predictive of an alcohol-related injury, both self-reported drinking prior to the event or positive BAC, and this was controlling for usual volume. And as I also mentioned, the volume of consumption controlling for pattern was also predictive of alcohol-related injury. Korea is significantly more likely to have an alcohol-related injury based on self-reported consumption prior to the event, while Taiwan was significantly less likely to have an alcohol-related injury based on either self-report or positive BAC. So I think these data suggest that high levels of harm resulting from injury and the ensuing burden to the healthcare system associated with alcohol use across all three countries. Episodic heavy and frequent heavy drinking are the patterns most closely associated with alcohol-related injury in other ED studies, and these also are patterns that are reported by a large proportion of these ED patients in Korea and in China, less so in Taiwan. Taiwan, where the majority of patients report infrequent and light drinking, still had a relative risk of 4.6 when all sites were combined, and this was actually greater than the relative risk for China with all sites combined. Some of these differences in risk may be explained by alcohol control policies. And for example, at the time that we collected the data, China had a lower legal BAC level for driving than Taiwan, and also stronger sanctions against driving while intoxicated. alcohol policy has been found to be important predictors of alcohol-related injury in other ED studies outside of Asia, and not only in Europe, Northern and Southern Europe, but also in studies we've done in the North and South America and Latin American countries as well. And so once we hope to obtain more data from some of these Asian countries, and once we do have more data from these countries, we will actually be able to look at alcohol control policy and the effect that this may have on alcohol-related injury. And that will, I think, become a very important focus for future research on alcohol-related injury. So, thank you. You go back. Oh dear. Okay. Let's just see here.
More? It's you show the odds ratio of 10 to 30.5. Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the confidence interval, it's 10.5 to 1.124.5.
That's true.
It's not precise.
No, it's not. That's true.
My question is, even though the magnitude is so big, well, it just seems precise. You know, is that because you have a very small sample?
It's a small sample.
Current drinkers in Chengdu?
It's a small sample size.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Maybe just very few.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I saw for the other.
In Suwon? In Korea?
That one is not bad.
Oh, yeah. So it's the, that's why we sort of have these confidence intervals, so you can sort of get a sense of, it is imprecise data.